Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp, and welcome to the Dollars and Cents Show. Today's topic is Unplug the Christmas Machine. This is based on a book that I read 20 years ago, long time ago, but that book changed the way I look at Christmas. Unplug the Christmas Machine is a book written by two authors, Joe Robinson and Gene Staheely. The subtitle is A Complete Guide to Putting Love and Joy Back into the Season. And you know, when I read this book 20 years ago, it changed the way I looked at Christmas. It changed the way I celebrated Christmas. And I was so influenced by it that I ended up teaching a Sunday school class to my peers, my adults at my church at that time, just about how we need to change the way our culture celebrates Christmas, because they're so materialistic, they're so frenetic and stressful and activity filled that it takes all the love and joy right out of the season. So I'm excited to share with you today some of the things covered in this book, Unplug the Christmas Machine. But we're going to particularly focus on the four things that children really want for Christmas that won't put you into debt. So this great book called Unplug the Christmas Machine, which you can still find for sale, maybe at your library, or I bought a copy used on Amazon. The authors talk about the fact that Christmas in its current form is really relatively new. That Christmas 150 years ago was celebrated very differently. It was celebrated by feasting and singing and playing games. The gifts, if there were any, were usually only toys for children, or sometimes what were called holiday notions, like a handkerchief. And if you think about things like Laura Ingalls writing about her recollections of Christmas, it's true. What few meager things she got for Christmas. Remember Little House on the Prairie? Laura got an orange and a candy cane and a tin cup, and she was thrilled. Or how about The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry? Remember, the adults exchanged gifts, but they were very small, like a watch fob and hair combs, very small tokens, nothing like we have today, where you're buying for a lot of people and spending a lot of money. But that is only very recently that really, not so long ago, all Christmas shopping fit into a stocking, and it was really only geared toward children. So I want you to realize that the commercialization of Christmas is relatively recently. So if you think that you want to change the way your family celebrates Christmas, and you're afraid you're breaking some Christmas tradition, it's not true at all. These traditions are not hardly traditions at all. They're very, very recent. The book also pointed out that the pace of our Christmas season is very heavily front-loaded. I mean, I'm recording this on November 7th, and I turned on my radio last night when I was driving home, and I heard Christmas music playing. Didn't used to be you wouldn't hear Christmas music till December 1st. Now we're hearing it the whole month of November and the whole month of December. So this Christmas season gets pushed so much earlier every year, and then it comes to a screeching halt after you open gifts on Christmas morning. But that's not the way Christmas has been traditionally been celebrated. See, the 12 days of Christmas, they didn't even start until December 25th. And the idea was you had 12 days of Christmas where you celebrated with your family, you visited with people, you feasted, and you played games and things like that. Christmas is supposed to have at least three seasons to it. Advent, which of course is the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas Day, Christmas itself, and then the 12 days after Christmas, which end with Epiphany, which is the time when the wise men came and traditionally it's celebrated when the wise men came and brought gifts to Jesus. Of course, we don't really know when that happened, but in the church calendar, it's celebrated on Epiphany after Christmas. So realize that the way the season is celebrated by most people today is very different from the way it's been in the past. And if you want to go back and unplug the Christmas machine and go back to something in the past, well, then you have got my permission and my encouragement to do so. That's what I did 20 years ago. Like I said, it helped tremendously change the way I celebrated Christmas. So what I do want to focus on today, though, because this is the Dollars and Cents show, is my topic, which is four things that children really want for Christmas that won't put you into debt and won't break your budget. They cover many of these things I'm going to talk about today in the book, Unplug the Christmas Machine, but some of them are my own addition or things I have seen other families and friends do over the years. So I'm going to give you some ideas of how you can change your Christmas traditions and Christmas habits to make it a season more full of joy and, of course, the meaning and focused on Christ and, of course, Jesus, baby Jesus. Okay, let's dive in. What children really want for Christmas? Well, believe it or not, it's not another toy. It's not an electronic gadget. Here's four things that they really want, and they're probably unable to tell you because it's such a basic need that they can't even voice it. Sometimes, and the authors of that book, Unplug the Christmas Machine, pointed out that children will end up asking for a long list of material things, of toys or something like that, because they don't know how to ask you what they really want. First things children really want for Christmas is time. Time with their parents, time with the family. Oh, by the way, if you're the kind of person that likes to take notes when you're listening to things, everything I'm going to say is in the show notes for the program. The show notes are over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for episode number 4. That's where you can find it. Okay? So I said, children want time. My pastor used to always say, this is how children spell love. T-I-M-E. And he's right. That time with kids is what they read as love. And so you need to give them time. And I know that sounds crazy because as a homeschooling parent, most of you are, you're already giving them a lot of time. But particularly around Christmas, it needs to be a little different. It needs to be a little focused, a little more celebratory and things like that. So here's what I encourage you to do. And the authors of Unplug the Christmas Machine encourage this. Sit down and consider and maybe talk with your family about what you really enjoy about the Christmas season. Remember your childhood Christmas holidays. What traditions or activities or even occasions or something, what was particularly pleasurable to you when you were a child? Think about that, because then it will help you understand and build those kinds of activities, memories, or traditions with your own children. Also think about, maybe even discuss with your family, what brings you joy? What brings you peace during the Christmas season? It's probably time with your family and friends, time with your kids, maybe a little more relaxed pace. List those things. What traditions, activities, occasions, things that you enjoyed as a child and that bring you peace or joy now, and focus on those things during December. Hey, listen, if cooking baking does not bring you joy or peace, then you don't have to bake cookies. I stopped baking cookies a long time ago. Probably, like I said, 20 years ago. I think I did a few, like maybe one batch of cookies a year when my kids were growing up. But mostly I don't, because my family doesn't need it. And it doesn't bring me joy and peace, baking cookies. So I stopped doing that. That was one thing I stopped doing basically 20 years ago. And I stopped feeling guilty about it, because that's not what brings joy or peace to me. In addition, I encourage you to consider and encourage time-related activities instead of stuff giving. What I mean is focus on activities where you're spending time with your children, like decorating the tree together. Maybe some of you do like baking, so go ahead and do that with the children. Maybe go see a Christmas play together or something like that. But emphasize this time with the family. We're going to do this stuff together. And here's one of the most important things that I learned by reading the book and I put into practice, is have a plan for Christmas Day and the day after to ward off boredom. You know, my husband always wanted to make sure that one of the things the kids got, and as they got older, this is challenging, was something they can play with on Christmas Day. And my kids are now 20 and 22, so that's getting a little bit harder, but something that would help you get over sometimes the boredom that happens, believe it or not, on Christmas Day or the day after. You might make sure one of the gifts is something like a puzzle or a board game. I still do that. We still buy things that can encourage family time, like puzzles or plan some activity. And, you know, I know this gets harder because it seems like, again, everything for Christmas happens before Christmas, and then there's nothing going on afterwards. But if possible, leave some activities until after the holidays. Because, again, my first point is, what do kids really want for Christmas? They want time. They want time with their family. They especially want time with you. The second thing that children really want for Christmas, which this book, Unplug the Christmas Machine, pointed out, was really, really kind of mind-boggling to me, was that they really want our reliable traditions. Again, if you think back to the things that you remember about about your childhood, it's going to be those traditions. Now, those traditions can be very little simple things. Like in my house, it's the same decorations going on the tree year after year. We buy ornaments from different places that we travel to or go on vacation. And it's a lot of fun to have this tradition of putting those ornaments on the tree and remembering the trips that we went on. That's a tradition. Doesn't have to be big or elaborate. For a couple of years, we visited a local nativity, like a live nativity. We don't do it every year, but we did for a couple of years. But one tradition we have in the top house is we must watch the movie A Christmas Story. I think we practically have the movie memorized, so I don't know why I need to watch it anymore, but that's a tradition that we have. Or maybe things like drinking hot chocolate or lighting the candles on an Advent wreath or even just doing a puzzle. It could be your tradition that on Christmas Day in the afternoon, if you're not visiting family, you get out a puzzle and do it. Something like that. Kids love reliable traditions, even if they're just very tiny traditions that don't cost you any money or don't even take a lot of time. But they love it because it gives them continuity, it gives them anchors, it gives them memories. That's really what they want for Christmas, not another toy, not more stuff. I also encourage you to consider asking your children to maybe donate a toy or a nearly new toy that they rarely play with to a homeless shelter, or maybe the Toys for Tots campaign, although I think they only want new toys now. And the reason is you're trying to break the hold that materialism and gifts have on the children. So make that one of your traditions. I knew a friend that did this. She basically would, in the time period before Christmas, gather her kids together and say, okay, it's time to, you're going to get some new toys, and you've kind of outgrown some of these you don't play with very often, so I each want you to pick a toy, and we're going to donate it. And that was her way of stopping the accumulation of more stuff. I thought it was a great idea, and I followed that myself when my kids were younger. Now they're, again, being older, they aren't getting so many toys. The stuff they get, they keep for a long time. So let me take a little break, but finish up with the next two things that children really want for Christmas that won't put you into debt. But to summarize, we talked about kids really want time with their parents and their family, and they really want some reliable traditions. Don't have to be complex traditions or expensive ones, just very simple traditions to give them those memories and those anchors.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.